The goal is to have medical records available wherever a person is. For instance, this could be helpful when someone goes to an emergency room far from home. Doctors unfamiliar with the patient would have access to their medical history and could avoid unnecessary tests. Joe Kachelski is CEO of the electronic record system called Wisconsin Statewide Health Information Network. It did surveys to find out what people thought about others having access to their medical records.
One of the most common things we heard was, wait, this isn't happening already? Are you telling me this is not happening? Of course this is a good thing. That was a very common response.
So far, healthcare providers in 45 of Wisconsin's 72 counties are committed to sharing medical records electronically. Setup costs are a concern, along with patient privacy. Steve Little is president of Agnesian Healthcare in Fond du Lac. He plans to share patients' health information in hopes of providing better care at lower cost. Patients can opt out.
There will be a percentage of our population that says, nobody gets access to my records. In fact, you know, we're having that debate as it relates to behavioral health situations.
The push for electronic records and a national network to share patient information began with former President George Bush and continues with President Obama. The Wisconsin Statewide Health Information Network began in 2010 with initial funding from the 2009 stimulus bill. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.